advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I was trying to think. There was a post in the group about some other show that was like us, but not as good as us or something like that. And they thought that we might influence them or something.
I saw it, but I don't dare say other names.
I don't even remember, but it had me thinking. I wonder how many shows are out there that like people have heard like ours and like, oh, that's cool. Like maybe we don't listen to them, but like we like the layout.
Three dudes. Yeah. No, I've actually heard good things about that show. I don't know how you pronounce it though.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even listen to
someone, because this is why, and I'm not going to call this card because I'm not saying anyone's ever ripping anyone off. One of my buddies messaged me like, these dudes are trying to rip you off. I was like, I doubt that, man. Everybody does a show, because we get that blame all the time. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah,
man.
We ripped somebody else off that we've never heard.
I was like, coming from us and having the accusation, I'm not supporting your statement. I was like, that's a similar format, man. There's lots of comedy shows. There's lots of these shows. There's that show. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's lots of CSI, you know, New York, Miami. There's lots of those, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but actually a lot of our fans said they had like run out of our episodes because they're all caught up and they were listening to that. So there's enough to go around. We're in an open relationship.
No, right? I don't care at all. I was wondering how many shows. Like
we've definitely inspired people.
Yeah, that's not, well. I know you've inspired people, but there are different types of shows.
Yeah,
I wonder how many people have listened and was like, "Oh, we don't like these guys," or the show's not for me, but I like the format or like what they're doing, and did their own version of it, or ended up doing the same thing we're doing, not even knowing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wonder how many are out there. Yeah.
I know lots of people have started podcasts because of us, because lots of people have contacted me or you or
whoever. There's a ton of people.
I've helped people through the process on a bunch of it.
Yeah. You know? And there's a ton of people who probably wanted to start one and just don't know how.
Right.
You know, so which it's super easy.
We're always willing to help, for the record. Yeah. I'm not going crazy. Like if you have questions, message us. I'll answer anything I can. I actually kind of enjoy helping people do that.
Yeah.
I do too. I have a passion for trying to help people figure stuff out. I mean, this came easy to us. You know, we knew audio stuff already. We knew kind of what we were doing. So
the very loose we.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
Dave, you brought the radio voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. I know we don't do this. I'm going to throw this out here real quick because we fucked up in December because of Chicago and shit. We have some people that are like patrons and it was their birthday and we missed it. So Edgar Lopez, Robin Ferguson, CJ Laser, Leslie Carmen, or the last person, and then Jeremy Spoon, Tyler Waters, PJ Cole. We missed a bunch of birthdays, but happy birthday, fuckface peasants.
We are lagging. Yeah. This year has been
brutal.
Coming into this year has been rough.
So behind.
I'm fucked
everything.
Up. I got some obligations.
I have obligations.
I can't fucking seem to fucking finish up with. Yeah. Like there's like so much shit going on.
Sick babies. All kinds of shit.
Yeah, fucking my whole family's sick, dude.
A baby really takes a minute of your time.
Oh, you fucking bit. You don't know.
Jesus,
you just fucking wait.
Right,
you wait, buddy. You fucking.
They can't do anything.
Baby's not moving right now.
Yeah, takes a minute.
Yep, you just can't wait for him to walk and talk, and you can't wait for him to sit down and shut the fuck up.
Right.
No, damn.
I'm
it.
Trying to teach my like. We're trying to potty train my son, man, and he's like, fucking. Daddy, poo-poo, diaper, poo-poo. And I'm like, oh, you got to go to the bathroom? He's like, yeah. I go in there and fucking pull his pants. And he's already shit.
Yeah, he's just
like,
he's just fucking.
No, he knows. Yeah, he knows. He won't fucking do it. I'm like, you're not getting no candy.
Get one of those things you use to train cats.
Yeah, what, just a
put
taser?
The, put the litter breakout?
Taser. Yeah, I'll fuck him up.
A squirt bottle?
Yeah.
Brad's just sitting on the couch. He's all poop, poop, poop. He's all...
One, yeah. You know, five parts water, one part bleach.
Make like a fucking... Take like some batteries and some fucking something that makes a shock and you just throw it at him.
Brad just has a Mountain Dew can full of pennies. He shakes at him.
Man, one of the guys at my fucking work... Yeah. One of the guys at my work... It's fucking hilarious. He said this flu epidemic fucking is only affecting like kind of like redneck white people. And so he said there must have been like a bad batch of Mountain Dew and Doritos that got fucking let out. I'm laughing.
I wish I was like privy to hear that shit more, like hear the fucking Mexican and black people jokes about white people. That shit's hilarious. Yeah. You don't get to hear that though.
No, it's great. I think it's funny. Like people get offended and it's just nothing to be offended about. Like it's just funny.
Yeah, I used to work with this dude, Shannon. He was fucking hilarious. And what did he say? It was ranch dressing was a white thing. And then he would always say, ants at a picnic. Like, that was the worst thing could happen. Like, oh, something happened. Darn it, ants at a picnic.
Yeah.
So he would always be like, ants at a picnic. And then we put ranch dressing on everything.
Yeah, that's true. You like ranch dressing, don't you?
I love the fuck out of it.
Actually, I'm glad you said that. I was going to bring up ranch dressing on the show, and I completely forgot. I have designs to make a fortune in ranch. In
I thought you were going to say fortress. I was yes.
In vegan ranch dressing commodity sales.
Let's do it.
Because there's a company called Hampton Creek. Okay. And they're...
Sounds like they make pillows.
No, they make like... They're pretty fucking amazing. That's they make. Hit. They started by making mayonnaise. Yeah. And it's like, it's eggless mayonnaise.
Okay.
And it's fucking delicious. Like everyone I know who's had it is like, no, that's really fucking good mayonnaise.
Come on down to Hampton Creek.
Life's a little easier. Bill Gates tasted it and like invented, like invested millions in the company and said, this is like, you guys are going to be huge. I want I want this to happen because he wants to curb global warming and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
but now
they make
ranch dressing. They make all this different stuff. They make salad dressings and mayonnaises.
Could be a hotel chain too.
Could be. Yeah. But they make or
they make mini barns like Dry Creek mini barns. Could,
but they make a ranch dressing called Just Ranch. And again, everyone who's had it, vegetarian, vegan, none of the above, are like, that's one of the best ranch dressings I've ever fucking had.
I'm curious to have it because I'm picky about ranch. Like,
it's fucking Hidden Valley
Ranch.
Can't you have Hidden Valley Ranch mixed with water or fucking?
No, there's dairy in the powder.
Yeah,
but you can take the dairy out, right?
Not in the powder.
I'm saying though, you
Brad with the magnifying glass and some tweezers separating.
This is tedious. What part of it is the dairy though? Like what in it? Is it there's like dextrose or something?
Well, that's where the Bill Gates magic comes in.
The powder packets have some kind of buttermilk and whey cultures, and it's just all mixed in there. So there's no getting around it. But it's delicious ranch dressing.
Apparently there is getting around it.
And they recently started selling it on Amazon. Like it was, because again, it was a small company, so they weren't really selling anywhere. You had to go to like Whole Foods or little vegan shops and they would have them there. And they used to carry it at Target, and for some reason Target quit carrying it, so I have to drive clear across town. But they started offering it at Amazon, and in general it's $2.99 a bottle. Okay. And that's it.
So $2.99 like
a bottle. There it is. Yeah. Just you know, typical. Normal bottle. I think it's 12 ounces. I think it's a little bit more expensive than normal ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But like when Amazon itself runs out, which happens all the time, the prices spike.
Yeah. Like fucking $600.
Like, because everybody, it's like independent sellers. So like it's normal. Like I had three bottles in my cart because I was going to buy them and they were at $2.99.
That's why I don't buy fucking food online.
Exactly. But it was $2.99, which is what it should cost. And I went in there and I was like $1.50 short because they're add-on items.
Right.
And you have to have $25 to get the add-on items on Amazon. So I was like, I'll throw something else in a couple of days. I'll get it then.
That's when you buy
I finally had something else. I went in to buy it and they're fucking $9.80 a bottle.
Whoa.
I'm telling you. And like every time I want to buy the ranch, I go in and I have to wait like 3 or 4 days and watch the price
market.
You have to watch the ranch market in order to buy this ranch. And I'm thinking the next time it's $2.99, I need to just buy like 1,000 bottles and then wait like 5 days and then just fucking sell them for $9 a bottle and just fucking make a killing. You can make a killing in the vegan ranch commodity.
No, what you do is you just list them on there for $9 and then once all the good ones, all the lower priced ones are gone, yours just slowly trickle in And so,
right.
You don't have to wait.
Yeah, that'd be really difficult though, because they'd have to know that you exist and they know you're that you're playing.
No. It doesn't matter, because Amazon, it's going to just list the newest, like what product's there.
Right.
So if only your shit's left at the most expensive, because nobody's going to buy it when there's $2.99 in bottles.
Right.
Then it just floods into the market and you're fucking golden.
Right.
You could do it.
So I'm gonna make a fortune.
I know, you can't just make your own ranch.
Well, he can't, because there's not like a good...
No, there is. There's decent vegan recipes. Like, I've tried multiple... There's like ranch mixes and all this stuff, and I've tried all kinds of them, and they're okay. Like, they're not bad. They're not... Like you, I'm really picky about ranch. I only like specific... And it's like, they're decent ranch, but they're not the flavor.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm probably pickier than Brent about ranch, and I'll buy the Hidden Valley packets, but I won't buy the bottles.
No, I was waiting for
fucking David to step down. Garbage.
How is the packet good and the bottle's gross?
Fucking garbage.
The bottle's all fucking tangy, sour, weird. The bottle's not fucking good, but the packet is good.
What do you mix the packet with?
Brad's going to get mad on here. I do water.
You
do
water. Yeah, water.
I thought you argued water. With water.
No, you could do water. You could do almond milk. Like, if you do, like original
here's
almond
what
milk.
The pizza place does, just so you know.
Mayonnaise.
Every fucking cool pizza place that does it does.
Mayonnaise milk.
No, mayonnaise and buttermilk is
buttermilk.
What they do.
Yeah.
And that's what, when you go to Rusty's, whenever you get wedges and you're like, oh my God, this shit's amazing. Yeah. They're doing buttermilk, but it puts an expiration date on it. If you use water, it does. It fucking lasts like for as long as that mayonnaise.
And then,
is
and the same thing if you use almond milk or soy milk,
it lasts forever.
Those will last for like 3 months or whatever.
I'm allergic, like, so I don't do that. But I don't mind with the just using water.
Water.
And so what we do now is when the mayonnaise is half gone, that's what we do. We have like one on cue. So when the mayonnaise gets half done, we
make
mix the ranch, ranch, and then we break the other mayonnaise out, buy a new mayonnaise. So we got it on rotation.
I was
so
going to say
ranch.
That I found one in the bottle though. That's actually good. It's the Lighthouse Ranch.
I think we bought the. Is it the jar?
It's a bottle, but it's like a glass jar.
So they make one that's a fucking. What is it? We started buying it because
it's a jalapeno ranch.
It's cilantro. Cilantro avocado or
something. Yeah, they have that one.
That shit's amazing. Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I had my taco shop, that's as close as I could get to buying some store-bought shit that kind of tasted like the sauce that we used to make on our tacos.
Yeah, the Lighthouse Ranch, they have a jalapeno ranch, and it's fucking good, dude.
I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's all for this week's episode of Ranch Rangers. We're glad you
You know what else is good on food? El Yucateco hot sauce.
That's true.
You know what? That is the truth, though. They should fucking make a ranch, dude. Mm-hmm. If they did a habanero ranch, they would fucking kill it based off of us talking about it alone. Because that is the best fucking thing.
Oh,
on
it is.
Pizza, on
putting,
fucking everything.
Putting their stuff.
If you add Teco inside a fucking ranch. Remember for a little while I said I was going to get a bunch of squirt containers. I didn't do it. It would last forever too. If you just pre-mixed all the colors.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always going to the triple X though.
It's good.
But it would be to have the green ranch, the red ranch.
I like some ranch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could have fucking the Chipotle ranch. Oh, I bet that's fucking good.
Yeah.
Erica's mom last week, she's been staying with us.
She lives on a ranch.
Yeah, she lives on a ranch.
Speaking of.
She's been staying with us whenever she can to help with the baby, which thank you so much. I don't have words to express what that night of
this is the
means.
Moment where you appreciate your parents more.
Yes.
When you have a kid,
right.
You go, oh shit, mom, thank you.
Yeah. But she was, I have a big bag of like corn chips from.
And carrots.
From
we know about the carrots.
Dude, I have a couple of big bags of carrots. I have a big bag of corn chips from what's the name of the market? The good market.
Vallarta.
Yeah. Vallarta market. And she looked in the cupboard and she was like, oh, I'm gonna have some of those corn chips. Do you have any salsa? I was like, I don't have salsa. And she was like, or actually she said, do you have any hot sauce?
Okay.
And I said, I don't have salsa, but I have hot sauce. She was like, no, I just want hot sauce. I don't want salsa. And I was like, you're just going to put it on your
each chip.
Like, you just put it on each chip. And she was like, no, I just pour it in and I just dip my chips. And I was like, okay. And I showed her my whole selection of El Yucateco. And I was like, there's all of, and I'd given her some before and she likes it. And she was like, oh, I've never tried the jalapeno. And she got it out and she just poured an ass load of it. And like just dipped a chip in it. Like it was fucking salsa.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh, and she just crushed it. Like she was like, oh, that's really flavorful. And then she started trying like other flavors and she just like crushes it. I'm like apparently I'm a Yucateco bitch. Cause she was just owning it. She was just scooping it up with chips and eating it like it wasn't anything. And I would have been,
I don't know what brought this on, but for whatever reason, like when we're coming into the studio, I saw that one of our friends posted a listener of the show, Magdalena Barton. She should get a shout out. I don't know why she's doing it, probably for that purpose, but she drank a glass of fucking green Yucateco on her Instagram. So, look at Magdalena Barton on Instagram. I don't know. Or actually it's Baco Street Photo. She drank it and chased it with a fucking like glass of milk. Just to challenge herself, I guess. I didn't get to follow up because we're recording, but I saw it go down right before we walked in.
Do not try this at home.
We'll just this week, Brad and I have been sick. I've been taking NyQuil for like the last 3 nights. Do you have any cool fucking NyQuil dreams?
Well, not NyQuil dreams, but I don't
fever
dream.
Fever dreams?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, fever dreams for sure. I wake up fucking drenched like a motherfucker, dude. Like, I don't know. It's a fucking like a miracle, though. Like, I get up out of bed middle of the night and I'm fucking wet. Like soaking wet and hard. Right?
Yeah. Nice.
And no, I literally, I either have to take a shower in the middle of the night or fucking like dry off with a fucking towel and change clothes. I'm so fucking soaking wet.
That's when your fever breaks.
I'm dripping. No, and I haven't had a fever. Like, it's really weird. Like,
you sweat, you had a fever.
No, it's just, it's your body fucking like getting off the sickness. And
it's down with the sickness.
Yeah. Down with the sickness.
I can't do that.
I can hate those motherfuckers, dude. I'm like, oh fuck, now my whole bed's gonna be fucking wet, like where I was laying. And I go back and I'm like filling my
bed. It happens to the best of us, Brad.
It's the bed.
Were you drinking?
Dude, the fucking bed was not wet at all. Like fucking no wetness, no moisture on the bed at all. And I'm like, I was covered up and I was dripping sweat. So how the fuck does that happen?
Like the sheets, nothing?
Nothing. Fuck it. I can lay back down after I change and dry off. It's
like a mattress commercial.
It was like I got up because I thought I was sweating and I got up and immediately was wet. Like,
well, you wear those, you make homemade pajamas out of Pampers, right?
Yes.
So I think they just soaked up.
Maybe. That might be it. Yeah, the gel capsules inside. Yeah.
They call them pajampers.
Yeah. I have a bunch of Aleve gel caplets inside to soak up everything.
The hydrophobic mattress.
Yeah. I don't dream, but you have fever induced dreams, I guess, or whatever the fuck, like weird dreams. So I was like, I was on a lake and my son was floating around.
Wet.
Maybe. Yeah. And fucking, and my son had like a fucking, life preserver on, you know, and he's still two, like he's two in the dream and he's floating around in the fucking lake and we have this boat, but I'm not on the boat. I'm in the water. And there's this family freaking out and their son's drowning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go down. And the son was upside down, trapped, locked inside the boat, like strapped in, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
And he was upside down in the water. The boat had sunk and the family's like going freaking out. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to flip him over. I'm going to get him out. And they're like, no. Wait for our dad. And I was like, what the fuck? Why do we want to wait for the dad? Like, I was like,
it's
fucking dying.
It's because you were actually Will Smith in the dream and they're scared of
and people. Yeah. And so like, I swim down and fucking like flip the boat over in the water, which would probably be impossible. And then I get the kid out and then my baby fucking like swims over, like he has his life preserver vest on and I give him the kid and he has the kid like off. Yeah, like fucking Baywatch status, like holding him swimming backwards fucking like and you're takes on. The kid to shore.
Proud
I don't know what I was
proud.
Doing and then fucking I get out and the kid like spits up the water, like we didn't do anything, spits up the water and is immediately retarded because he was underwater for too long. So like he like I don't, it was like really weird. Like he went vegetable on us, like right
like,
out
was
of the
he
water.
Like this before?
No, like
you
he literally
family?
Like he turned into a vegetable.
Oh, okay. Oh, like a real vegetable.
Yeah. Like he went like he was still a person but a vegetable. Oh, okay. Like a fucking piece of asparagus. And so yeah, wait, it was
hold
it was
on.
Fucking,
is this innuendo like he was just brain dead or in your dream? Since
no,
we're talking about dreams, he's
was,
a piece of asparagus.
No. He turned from a boy and then when he woke up, he was retarded.
I get that part, but are you
as a vegetable? Like he transformed
into a vegetable.
Into a vegetable
like
that was a vegetable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because I was like, it's a dream, so I didn't know if it was happening.
Yeah, no, it didn't happen in real life, Brent. It was a dream.
I'm sad that you don't have dreams.
I don't. I just never. I don't know.
It's a good thing.
Every once in a while,
I don't have bad dreams ever. My fever dream
was weird dreams.
Mine was an inception. I don't know if my life. I know I've probably had this happen, but I had a dream. I think it was last night actually, and I woke up. In my dream and thought I was awake and going about whatever. And then I woke up that. Like that was, I think that was time. Like, yeah, that doesn't happen to me. And it's weird. I woke up in like a house that wasn't mine and I was walking around gonna sleep eat. I didn't leave my house and go in the neighbor's house, if that's what you're thinking. That did not happen. But I was just in a house that was supposed to be my house, and I was like walking around, and all there was like some shitty bread or something. It was a nightmare. I just said I don't have nightmares. There was no peanut butter in the house, and I was trying to sleep.
That's rough.
But then I woke up, and I was like, weird. I just woke up in my dream and was looking for food, and then I woke up.
Happens.
Yeah, that's an inception.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't dream, so... I know people have crazy ass.
So you've never
dreams.
Had like a flying dream or any of that shit where you can like jump real high. But you told a story before where in your dreams you punch, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so I mean, I have dreams. I've had a handful of dreams, and I really don't remember.
What that means? It probably means you're not sleeping enough or something.
I don't think I go into REM.
My mom very, very seldom had dreams.
Yeah, like I've had dreams where I was like punching somebody and it doesn't do anything, or like that weird fucking dream. I've had one like sex dream in my entire life, like. I just don't. I don't fucking dream like
Martin Luther King had a dream on Monday. So happy, happy Martin Luther King Day, sir.
So speaking of dreams, this is the Antarctica dream.
I don't like that one.
No, it was bad.
That was horrible. Can we do that again?
Yeah,
that's like the worst transition ever.
Yeah. Yeah, Martin Luther King had a dream.
Yeah,
on like it was like Monday actually. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
So speaking of white snow.
That was much better. So
my acting was so good, they're going to think we do that all the time. Now they're worried that it's all fake.
So
that was the time reversal bell.
That's right. That was our tribute. The tribute to Andy Kaufman. So Brent wanted to talk about Antarctica, but then there's a lot of Antarctica things.
I just keep getting shit in my feed about like there being pyramids and Nazis and UFOs and we fucking just the craziness. Problem,
like all that stuff's there, but nobody knows if it's there or not. Like it's like the weirdest fucking thing.
So the thing is like when we started looking at it,
there,
there's like so many little things that they say are happening in Antarctica, but we didn't think any one of them was like big enough for a full episode. So we wanted to talk about multiple instead of like, oh, Nazis went to Antarctica or there's a hollow earth and you get there through Antarctica or they're like, we wanted to combine them all into Antarctica because I don't think there's enough for
there's some expeditions. Like we could probably pull off high jump like in itself if we really fucking dug deep and we're early to the episode. Yeah, but it would be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we want to start with Nazis? Do we want to start with hollow earth?
Let's start with Nazis and get crazy in the end.
So yeah, because the
start Nazis and crazy. Get crazy after that. Guys.
So the Nazi thing, like I was looking at it, and there's a lot of there's sort of this narrative that's spun about what happened with the Nazis, and in summary, and then we can get into the details. The summary is at the end of World War II, or actually at the very beginning of World War II, the Nazis built a base, and the base continued after the fall of the Third Reich and after the end of the war. That Hitler actually escaped to that base, and that base and the Third Reich continued in Antarctica in a base until almost 1960, despite multiple attempts from various nations to eradicate them.
And I assume most people know this, but Antarctica is the one at the bottom of the earth. That's the land mass. It's 1.5 times larger than the United States. I think it's like 6 million square miles.
It's fucking huge.
It contains 90% of
actually
the ice.
It's actually two separate pieces.
There's an east and west. Yeah. But it's covered
west side.
It's covered in miles of ice, enough such that it contains 90% of the ice on the planet and 60% of the fresh water reserves.
Yeah.
Which like water is the new.
I don't know if that's true. I've got like two ice cube trays in my freezer. Two of them.
Two. Oh, I didn't realize it was two. Like
I
the
got
big
two
ones?
Of them.
It's like the three row.
Yeah, pretty big.
You have ice cube trays.
And I've got two ice cube trays.
And I've got 90s.
I've also got a bowl with our fridge keeps leaking and we couldn't figure out how to fix it and we didn't want to pay anybody. So we just turned off the ice maker and put in ice cube trays.
I'm going to tell you about the ice cube trays because that's the truth. We fixed our fucking ice maker like five fucking times and it just kept quitting. And it was like, oh no, there's a piece of ice getting frozen behind the thing. You got to hit the deal and break it off. No, it just fucking, the landlord had to keep sending fucking people out to fix the fucking ice maker, right? And it just doesn't stay for more than a week. So I just fucking gave up and said, I'll just buy ice trays. And you fucking go to get ice. You break all the fucking ice and dump it in the thing. You fill that motherfucker up and put it back in there. And it's fine. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of race at my house because the fucking door wants to close before you can get from the sink to the thing. And you got to shoulder into it and not drip. But I've got it mastered now. And
You've got a shoulder to not drip. That's your patented move.
Fuck that fucking ice maker because it just keeps breaking.
Fucking poor people.
Last two fridges I've had shitty ice makers.
Yeah. I've never had a good ice maker.
And then the goddamn ice cube tray takes up like a third of the real estate of the freezer. I don't need that shit.
I have two refrigerators.
Anybody got time for that?
But that's not a problem in Antarctica. So yeah, 60% of the world's fresh water supply, which is going to be a big deal as population continues.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
So that as like a natural resource alone, just the water, you know, let alone whatever resources may be below it, is where some of the motive behind some of the controversy that feeds some of these conspiracies comes from.
So let me talk through the events of the alleged Nazi timeline, and then we can discuss. Okay. So these are the claims that are made. And then afterwards we can, you know, cause I was curious and where did these claims come from? Do any of them have any kernel of truth to them, et cetera? But these are the claims that are made by the Nazis in Antarctica people. So their claim was that in 1939, they created a place called New Berchtesgaden. I don't know. I don't speak German. Half of me is upset. And this comes from the fact Admiral Dönitz during the Nuremberg trials.
Admiral said, Dönitz?
Admiral Dönitz. Awesome. You remember him.
Spell that?
Yeah. He served with Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
It's Doenitz, Admiral Dönitz. Carl Dönitz.
I say Dönitz, maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, Dönitz sounds funner, though.
So Admiral Duncan Dönitz at the Nuremberg trials, he said, quote, "The German submarine fleet has even now established an earthly paradise, an impregnable fortress for the Führer in some part of the world." So like on trial, like these things were said that there was an entire submarine fleet that escaped the purge of the Third Reich and that it was doing stuff. So these are some of the things that kind of lead into it. He never specifically said it was Antarctica, but he said they were out there and then that happened. So allegedly the timeline goes that during World War II,
Is this around the time that Wernher von Braun was there also in Antarctica, like exploring and stuff?
Wernher von Braun does go there to do some type of experiment.
Is that a different time?
I'm not sure.
That didn't happen until after World War II because of Project Paperclip. That's where we get Wernher von Braun.
Right.
He comes here.
Okay, that's true. Okay,
and so that's where actually visit Antarctica. So does...
I didn't know if it was during this, though, or if
technically it would have because this base of New Berchtesgaden or whatever it is. Actually, they call it New Berlin.
Just call it Birkenstocks.
New Berkenstocks.
Captain Donuts.
They call it Base 211 or New Berlin. Supposedly, that base was there until 1958. So if Wernher von Braun was going like in the space race developing rockets, he probably would have gone when this alleged base still exists.
Yeah, because there was wasn't there talks about there being uranium there?
Admiral Byrd came back from one of his like historic flights, and there's an interview that if you look up Antarctica, every documentary that's made, every fucking internet video is going to start out with like 4 minutes of that interview of him talking to two news guys. And he tells that there are tons of natural resources, things like enough coal to power like the world for the next 100 years. And they speculate that there's possibly evidence of uranium and other fossil fuels like oil under the ice.
Well, if it's a fucking landmass bigger than the United States, there's a lot of shit there.
Probably. But
yeah,
the
if
question
it's unexplored,
is,
then
but what happens is you don't have oil unless you had organic material, you know what I mean, that decomposed and got pressed and
there
it
was,
turns
though.
Into that though.
Odds yeah, but they are with didn't, fucking Pangaea and shit, there's yeah, and gonna they, be organic.
At that
material.
Point in time though, way back then, they didn't really know for sure. They didn't know it was there.
That's
so
true. That's
until
true.
Modern, like till right now, they're still taking core samples. I watched a bunch of like modern things about them taking core
drilling,
samples
yeah.
and they're finding like, oh, there's seashells here. This did this thaw and then refreeze. How long has it actually been frozen? Yeah. And
organic
the evidence shows
life.
It's been frozen for 15 million years since the last time there was any type of thaw.
Right.
Except for like the outer ice shelves. Some of that stuff thaws all the way back to the landmass and refreezes back and forth, which is crazy. They do some of that drilling and shit on that shelf.
Yeah.
And it's like, as the summertime comes around, they have to fucking get off. They have like tractors and bulldozers and that shit is just
it's massive.
Ice.
Yeah.
It's not even really land right there.
It's just freezing.
So in 1938, this whole thing started because the Nazis allegedly sent a ship called the Schwabenland to Antarctica to set up a military base on the orders of Admiral Dönitz. And supposedly it landed at a section called Queen Maud Land, which is to the north.
They actually started flying over the Germans were
at the bottom. Is there a north?
I don't know if it's the north or the south.
It would have to be like
from the typical map, it's the top of Antarctica.
Right.
Whatever that means. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing that's on, it's probably on the side that would be south of South America. It's my guess.
It gets really confusing.
That's really,
if you left South America and just kept going down, I think you would run into Queen Maud Land. I'm not sure though. It might be on the exact opposite side of the planet.
Well, I saw that the Germans flew over with planes and were just dropping fucking flags. They're just dropping flags out of planes, like on fucking parachutes. Like they're just stabbing them into the ground, trying to just claim exploratory territory. Right. At the same time that, like, I guess Norway was trying to be on the offense and stop them from doing that. And then they ended up invading.
Good luck, Norway.
Yeah.
So they called it New Berchtesgaden, New Birkenstocks. And that was the name of the town that was near the Eagle's Nest Retreat, which is Hitler's, like, chillin' crib. But so allegedly they created this thing. The Nazi surveyors claimed that they discovered a vast network of underground tunnels, a warm geothermal lake, and alien technology.
Of course.
Which is why they had the Nazi UFO. There's that infamous picture of the flying saucer that the Nazis built that people say was an actual functional flying saucer back engineered.
It's just Tesla that didn't make it.
Yeah, exactly. But they claim that this, which they called New Berlin or Base 211, was in those geothermal vents. And this is where they started.
Well, allegedly there's like hundreds of volcanoes, sub that ice that are still active. And there are, like even the United States found, like in the late 50s or mid 50s, they found a couple places they described as oasis that were free of ice, like 200 square mile areas free of ice, big lakes, mountain ranges. They said to the point that during the warmer months that the soil, the ground soil would reach a temperature of 77 degrees Fahrenheit.
Damn.
It's like fucking San Diego
stuff. Yeah, stuff could grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, yeah.
And big enough to support entire air bases and whatnot.
Right.
So there are some ice-free zones because of the geothermal activity.
Mm-hmm. So supposedly they created what they called their Wunderwaffen.
Mm-hmm.
Which is there, and I just realized
I always order that when I go to German restaurants.
I think I don't think we're selling,
you get chicken and Wonder waffles.
Yeah,
so good. We're just not selling the German terms properly. I think if we, instead of like, if we say Wunderwaffen,
or just say Unsta before
that
everything.
Fucking echo. Did you hear that? That was that was scary.
That was the actual room echo, is why.
Was it?
Yeah, you heard his voice bounce off the wall, go back into your
own shit
mic.
Went into my bones.
Yeah.
Whoever that's hates lame. The back in time hates that too.
Yeah.
I say you just say Unst before you say everything. Unst Wunderwaffen.
No,
and then replace your W's with V's.
That's the Norwegian.
Unst Wunderwaffen.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't.
That's Norwegian.
It's too different.
I'm doing it. I don't care. You can yell all you want. I'm doing that.
Wunderwaffen.
Wunderwaffen.
But you didn't say Unst.
Wunderwaffen.
Unst, maybe I didn't want to.
So anyway, they create their wonder weapons there. And supposedly the British discovered the base in 1943. They mounted an attack that was called Operation Tiberian, and they tried to get footholds. They were attacking Base 211 or New Berlin, which is the base, the alien technology UFO Nazi base. So the British attack in 1943, Operation Tiberian, they're outmatched by deeply entrenched, well-supplied Nazis who have alien weaponry, and they repel the British, and the British keep trying over and over and over, and they can't get through. Eventually, when Germany surrenders in 1945, allegedly Hitler gets on a U-boat and sneaks out of the country and goes to New Berlin. And again, we've talked about various Nazis, part of Operation Odessa and so forth, how they got smuggled out of Germany. I still don't think it is that far of a stretch to assume he was part of it and got smuggled out of Germany.
Yeah, for sure.
There was no comprehensive, like, this is his body. Here's a photo of it. Like,
pull the real Osama on us, man.
Exactly. So anyway, they claim he went to New Berlin. Then the other thing that they claim is that two U-boats, two submarines, U-530 and U-977, sailed into Argentina 2 months and then 3 months after they were supposed to formally surrender. So all the orders went out to everybody on the Enigma machines. The war is over, surrender. And these two U-boats didn't show up. And then they showed up 2 or 3 months later, which it's not like a modern day sub.
Right.
These subs couldn't just be underwater for a year and a half.
Yeah.
They had to constantly surface to get fuel because they just ran on diesel, and they had to constantly surface to get oxygen because they just opened the door, got air, and went back. So, I mean, they were on the surface constantly.
I was watching videos of those things surfacing. They fucking jump out like a dolphin, dude.
Yeah.
They, like,
well, it's breach. Pressure.
Yeah. I was like, God damn. Like, what are they strapped in their fucking seats? Are they sitting sideways in those things when that comes up?
Yeah, it's not much room.
Yeah. Those things are small as
sardines.
Shit. Yeah. So they end up showing up, and then the claims are that there are orders and so forth on the subs that say that they just got done delivering things to Antarctica and then turned themselves over.
Right.
So that's all part of the mythos as well. 1946, the United States, Admiral Chester Nimitz sent, allegedly, according to this timeline, 13 ships with 4,700 men. So this is a good year and a half-ish after the war ends. So we send 4,700 men, submarine, aircraft carrier with 33 aircraft to destroy the Nazi base through an operation called Operation High Jump. The aircraft from the aircraft carrier go deep into the continent, but guess what they encounter and have to combat?
Aliens.
Nazi flying saucers.
Yeah, I think that on High Jump, some of the stuff, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff. I watched fucking these crazy, I went through robot video after.
Yeah.
Dude, there was actually, I found one, I was like, this is the best robot voice I've ever heard. Like,
oh, really?
It must be using like Google's new algorithm or something, because it was like, the only reason you could tell it was a robot is they didn't have the spacing between the words right. The whole thing was a run-on sentence.
Right.
But the, like, everything else was really impressive. Like, I listened to it for quite some time. But what I saw was the Admiral Byrd, the whole Project High Jump, is when they went over there, that some of them, this is where it gets real crazy. That the planes ran into like invisible walls and were like fucking crashing in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a force field and they allegedly found what they call the firmament, like the dome over the fucking earth. And so that's where some of the crazy comes into. There's like hollow earth and flat earth.
Right.
Completely surrounded around this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So they end up getting their ass kicked. The Americans do because the alien technology that they have.
And that's not even the official story, though. Obviously, the official story, they went for whatever project establish bases. Like, basically, I think their idea was to establish a permanent like occupancy for research similar to what they had done in Greenway. I guess in Greenway, they set up these research facilities with the permission of Greenway. And they trenched out these things and built these like research facilities and housing and whatnot, and then reburied them underground. We've done this. They showed how they do it, so we know they can do it. So most likely they did do it there as well.
They documented doing it. The quote-unquote truth, what is known and got declassified by from Operation High Jump. It was a real operation. The U.S. did go at the time under Chester Nimitz. Like, all this did happen.
Right. But what I was going to say is in Greenland, what they were doing while they did the operation, they had permission from Greenland to do this, the United States. But while they were boring those tunnels, they also bored crazy underground tunnels to move ICBMs all over the fucking landmass so that they can move missiles underground or restation them and have these like mobile nukes.
Yeah.
And no one knew about that. Yeah. So that was while Greenland and everyone's watching. Right. So in a place, you know, so remote like Antarctica, who knows what they pulled off, but it seems suspicious that they had this grand plan and they left quite early based off what they were supposed to do there.
Well, the thing is, and the reason we know it actually happened and who was there and how big the force was and so forth was they embedded, and it was one of the first times they really did this, they embedded 11 journalists to do specific photographs to document it, not because they gave a shit about what the American people thought, but they wanted it to run in newspapers all over the world so that the entire world knew America has the first foothold in Antarctica.
Right. I think even on that mission, I think that was the one where they had some collaboration amongst all the 4,400 people where we said they had Russian and British involvement, I think.
I think so. Well, yeah, the whole, like,
everyone was contributing. It was kind of
and that's still kind of the case in general with Antarctica. There's weird treaties that regulate who can and can't go to Antarctica. And it's very
bizarre. There's like a pie graph that they have laid over it, and everyone has their wedge, but there's, I think, 52 people have are signatures. I don't know how you'd say that, but there's 52 signatures from 52 different, you know, nations or whatever, stating that you can only go there for scientific exploration. Mm-hmm. But there can't have any military mm-hmm. agenda or presence.
Well, I wonder. It is weird. Yeah,
they declared it like a marine sanctuary for at least the next 35 years. Well,
one of the reasons I think is because nobody really knows. If you fuck with that shit,
right.
Well, if you fuck with it, it fucks everybody.
Right.
Like it will fuck the world up.
So, and I didn't print out my fucking notes, and this is why I'm slapping myself right now, because now I remembered, oh shit, I had that stuff in my notes. But there was a guy, a scientist by the name of, I think it was Wexler. And this is where like we would get into arguments and shit. Like but it shows like these are documented things. They had crazy ass plans. He was doing like ionosphere nuclear detonations mm-hmm. in Antarctica, because his goal was they wanted to melt Antarctica so they could access the fucking land so that they could get the resources.
Right.
And what they don't probably didn't calculate or realize back then, they're just like, get this ice out of the way so we can get to the dirt, so we can get to the coal, the gold, whatever. If 10% of the actual, I mean, the whole shelf melts off every year.
Yeah, it raises the ocean 19 feet.
Yeah, if 10% of it would raise it like between 19, some people have other projections because they looked at some of the, like the geological, like, surveys that have been done before and looking at the cores, there's some stats that could range as high as like a 200 feet increase, but most of them think it's between like 19 and 30 feet, which would like devastate Seattle, New York, Florida. Absolutely. Like they show the remap of the like the simulation. Places,
they're just everything would be
if
different.
10% of the actual ice melted, let alone this guy was doing crazy atmospheric fucking explosions. He was trying to break through the fucking the ozone.
Yeah.
So that the planet would heat up. He even thought about covering the continent with hydrogen bombs and just exploding enough hydrogen bombs because it would break the ice and just melt it, to the point of he had ideas to inject chlorine gas, which is like where chemtrail things come in. And this is in the 50s and shit. He was going to like disperse and inject chlorine gas and some other shit to raise the temperature of the planet so that that would melt, just so they could get to the resources. You know what
Jesus
I mean?
Christ.
And that's the thought process. And they did blow up. They were shooting fucking nuclear missiles at the fucking stratosphere.
Well, they fired. They fired three. They fired three nuclear missiles in 1958.
Is that the Project Fishbowl thing?
It was Operation Argus.
Oh yeah, that's it.
And it was three W-25 warheads. And again, this Nazi base mythology is that this was when the Third Reich finally fell, because we launched three nukes. The three nukes destroyed New Berlin, aka Base 211, aka whatever the fuck, Birkenstocks, all the different Nazi base names. But they claim that those three nuclear bombs were the end of it, and that was when Hitler finally died. That was when the Third Reich finally ended in 1958 during that operation. So that's the narrative of Nazis in Antarctica. And then, of course, from there, they go underground into the hollow Earth. They end up using UFO technologies to populate the moon. There's a whole mythology.
Are they subsurface people now? Like,
well, dude, they literally, like, and this is the crazy part, is like, there's a huge historical, like, precedence for other cultures believing in hollow Earth. Like, it goes through all kinds, like the Hopi Indians.
Well, we'll get to the hollow Earth.
Okay.
We still have to finish Nazis.
Lots of people believe this. That's what I'm saying. Like, lots of people believe that, very much so. Lots of years.
Very much so.
For whatever reason.
I don't even think we're really here.
No.
Well, I've said that for a long time.
Yeah, the Earth is not really even here.
No.
I'm beyond flat Earth.
It doesn't make me not hungry right now.
It's a pimple on the turtle god's butt.
Yeah.
Pimple on the turtle god's butt. That's your quote for the week. Here to hear.
That's what we are.
I'm dying.
So here's some of what I dug into looking up some of the truth. So the truth of those U-boats were that in 1947, a Hungarian writer who lived in Argentina during the war to escape Nazi persecution, basically, wrote in an Argentinian newspaper called La Critica that these newspapers showed up, and there was confirmation that these submarines showed up, and there was confirmation by multiple journalists and the government. Yes, these things showed up. The American government came, took their surrender, etc. Most people think it's not really that bizarre. If you look at you know, the Japanese that they find 20 years after the war ended, and they've been holed up on an island because they don't know the war is over. Even if they,
Jesus Christ, they had kids and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they just like hold up on an island, they wouldn't have been burning their fuel. They're like, they would have gotten a message perhaps that the Reich is falling. They're waiting to get a follow-up message. 2 months later, they're out of provisions. They're like, fuck it, let's sail to shore, you know?
Yeah.
So people, like, the skeptical response obviously is that that's what happened with these two U-boats, even though it was multiple months after the latest.
A bunch of fucking soldiers that were like, I'm done with this, all nervous. They want to ask the captain.
Right.
He's like, fuck, I'm glad you guys are on. Exactly. Yeah. I wanted to do it, but I didn't want to mute. Yeah, exactly. Mutiny. Yeah, do it. That's a test.
Fucking Gilligan's Island.
Then they take him.
So again, the nukes, the truth of the nukes. So again, there's no evidence whether or not there was any information on the boats about them having been to Antarctica at all.
Right.
But there is truth to the fact that these two U-boats did surface. There's a lot of truth. Like, the narrative that is spun uses a lot of elements and operations that are real things. There's just no confirmation that any of this is what happened. So the nukes, the truth of the nukes in Operation Argus, again, within a year, the New York Times found out about the nukes. And now it's fully declassified. And like you said, they were extreme high altitude bursts over the South Atlantic, and they weren't anywhere near Queen Maud Land. So according to all military records, the nukes that blew up down there weren't anywhere near where they claimed the Nazi base was in the first place. The nearest Operation Argus blast was 1,500 miles north of the Antarctic shore. So they weren't actually on shore, much less over where the Nazi base was supposed to be, according to the military.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, I did read a bunch of stuff about them trying to disrupt, like, the like, that Wexler guy was trying to disrupt Earth's magnetic field, which is fucking crazy talk. Like, you could cascade
the
some
fuck
crazy
was this
shit.
Guy,
mad fucking scientists was just with the writing, there's writing checks for him. Like,
well, I mean, Tesla wanted us, could split the world in half, you know what I mean? Like, that's
I think the difference is Tesla figured that out and didn't, like, Wexler wanted to fucking
killed.
Do all of it. Yeah, that's true.
Like, I remember Mythbusters tried to make that momentum machine, that Tesla's machine or whatever. Yeah. They tried to shake the Golden Gate Bridge and fucking he was actually nervous.
There's a because you don't know. Like, there's a show on Discovery right now. It's called Tesla's Death Ray.
Okay.
And they're trying to recreate the death ray that he supposedly had plans to but didn't build. And they're doing it like on a smaller scale, but the thing's like a 10-foot fucking, I mean, they're doing it. It's big, but not as big obviously. Not. You know, because Tesla wanted to put those power plants all over, you know, where
they
wireless
embrace
energy.
The pigeon. They're never going to get far if they don't embrace the pigeon.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you disrupt the electromagnetic field, that's all that's keeping the sun from just blowing our atmosphere off the fucking planet. Yeah. And they were just shooting shit at it, making EMPs and fucking like oral fucking bursts in the fucking atmosphere.
I don't know that we have anything powerful enough to do that. Like, if everything is what it is and it's it has such a magnetic pull, I don't know that we can fuck.
Well, they know that field has reversed in the past. They think that the rotation of the Earth was in opposite direction. The equator of the Earth was in another place at some point, which is just fucking crazy talk. You know what I mean? Talking about continents like fucking sliding at 1,000 miles an hour. And
Well, it could be, you know, if the world shifted and moved where Antarctica was melted at one point, and that was actually a landmass, and something else was frozen.
It's just,
you know,
when the game's over.
Some level,
the user shakes the etch a sketch that is our flat Earth.
Yeah.
It's just all new game.
Yeah, I mean, you don't
where the
know.
Comments
I mean,
fall.
You know, that's where I get into this crazy, like, you know, people say, well, you know, the Earth's not flat. Well, how do you know? Have you seen it?
Right.
You know, no, you haven't. You're just on it. And then, but I don't necessarily believe that. Right. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, there's no proof.
If you forgot
anything.
Everything you were told,
you don't know,
and then just tried to do the research based off evidence, then there might be some kind of argument, you know,
well,
other than Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, and I was watching
a liar,
I
mean, ball face,
not only not
fat mouth and a fucking liar.
He's like the fucking the Cleveland show fucking of scientists. But no, I was watching like this Antarctica stuff, like people are talking, these scientists, and then I was watching some like some Ancient Alien stuff where they're talking about the universe and they're talking about black holes and stuff, and they're all just guesstimating, and people say, well, whoa, you know, it's science. And I'm like, science is just science. It's just that until they figure something else out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily 100% positive that. It's just that right now.
It's like in the last 100 years, like everything we believed is 90% different.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then it's going to change again. Like, there's going to be a different
paradigm shift.
Yeah. It's going to happen. And everybody's so stuck on this one way.
I just want to know if eggs are good for you or bad for you, man. I'm tired of
right now. Right now, they're good.
They're good for
10 years, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like literally.
Eat them right now. Eat them right now, they're good for you.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah. Just stick with it right now.
Well, it's just what you tell yourself, you know?
So the alien or the British invasion operation Tabarin that tried to stop the Nazi fortress again, there was a real operation.
I thought it was Operation Bucktooth.
No.
Okay.
Different operation.
Horse teeth.
Yeah. According to the British government, it was a real thing. It got declassified. It was there to establish research camps during World War II. They established a research camp of 13 men on a peninsula and then 5 men on one nearby island, 9 men on another nearby island. And again, they were about 1,500 miles from Queen Maud Land, and there wasn't an invasion force and all that stuff.
I thought we left like 190 American soldiers behind to continue doing whatever they were doing when
they left.
They did. Yeah, on a high jump.
The truth about the Nazis that I uncovered was that there was like the ship was the same name, et cetera, in 1938, 1939. The Nazis did send a mission to Antarctica, but according to all the records that historians have uncovered, it was there because all of the Nordic countries and the UK were making a fortune and getting a bunch of resources by whaling off of Antarctica. And the Nazis were considering whether or not it would be worth it to establish a whaling base into Antarctica.
They started that pre the war. Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. It was before the war. Yeah. And then they ultimately at the end of the day decided it wasn't worth the investing of resources and they never established any kind
of. That's going to be hard to keep a base there. It's fucking cold.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why I was talking to somebody, the guy at my work actually that made the comment about the Doritos and the Mountain Dew and people getting sick. He didn't believe me that it was like 130 degrees negative.
Right.
In Antarctica.
Except for the San Diego areas, apparently, where it's not.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but no, it's literally fucking negative 120 degrees there. Like,
it's
insane.
There's some pictures of like a dude in swim shorts, like in one of the Oasis things, like on the fucking shore where the other people standing next to him are wearing fucking crazy.
I wonder how high the radiation is right there.
From the nukes?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, why is it hot right there?
No,
like,
it's geothermal. It's from volcanic activity. There's also, I saw some crazy thing, man. There's a lake there, Lake Volkoff. Why don't we go there?
Let's have a meetup there.
There we go. Is there a House of Blues down there?
That's how we know you're a real fan. You show up to that shit. But there's a lake there that's like 2,900 foot deep. It's like, it's huge too. It's like 160 miles by 30 miles, but it's two miles under the ice. And there's a giant magnetic anomaly at the end of one of the lakes that they think is either a giant meteorite landed there or the crust of the earth is so thin that like that's whatever causes our magnetic field, whatever theory they have.
That's like part of the pole.
Yeah, it's like leaking
right
there, but they just don't fucking know.
Yeah, let's go poke it. Yeah.
They've drilled into this stuff and like they drilled into that lake specifically and found that it's been undisturbed for 15 million years. And then they were like, is there going to be life there? There's like this 30-year project where they're like, we don't think it's just dead. Like we think there's going to be, and it leads to like, you know, Europa missions and fucking life on other planets and stuff. Because when they observe this, they're like, this has been undisturbed under the ice for 15 million years and it's thriving. There are 3,500 something species under there. There were jellyfish. There were these translucent pink fish swimming around. They showed some images of some of the stuff and it's just the craziest looking stuff.
Right.
It's like a rain. Sunlight doesn't make it down there. And it was just full of life.
Well, life adapts.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we've
adapted. Yeah. We've adapted to what we've became, you know, and animals adapt. And
the other fear is though, like who knows, like you can't talk to the natives cause they'll get the fucking Australian flu and they're going to die.
Right.
That shit melts. Who knows what comes out.
Exactly.
You know that's true. Yeah.
Some plague.
Well, I think if that shit melts, we're all fucked anyway. Yeah. Like we're literally fucked.
It'll be
that ice melts. And I think that ice kind of keeps a balance of the heat and cold, you know,
weather is kind of produced there. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually affects the way oxygen is produced on the planet and the temperature flows on the planet. It's like the fucking freezer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weather modification stuff was happening there for research too. This fucking evil bastards want to control the weather constantly. That is the most Dr. Evil thing.
Oh, it is.
And we totally have declassified of how hard we've been trying since forever to control the weather.
And that's if you haven't gone back and listened to our HARP episode, we talk about it.
Well, I mean, really, that's the, if you could control the weather, you have,
that's it.
You have everything you need. You can win. Like, no, you get a drought. Sorry. You're all fucking dying.
Yeah. Like, we need more crops. We need you to have no crops. We're done. Yeah. We got it.
Like, that's true.
Yeah. So, and again, a lot of, I was wondering where the Nazi UFO information came from, because it had to fucking spawn somewhere. Right. And apparently the earliest thing that most people are finding was a book that came out in 1975 called UFOs, the Nazi Secret Weapon. And it was all about the Nazis and what they developed down there and so forth. And it turned out that this book was controlled by a neo-Nazi leaning publishing house in Canada. And it was actually like a post-World War II piece of Aryan sci-fi propaganda, talking about how great the Nazis still are.
There were some statements made, though, I think, like on the Nazi side, that mirrored what Admiral Byrd said. He came back and said World War III will come from across the poles, and it will come so fast that, like, he said something to the effect of, they can fly from pole to pole with great speed, like vehicles that could fly from pole to pole. This is like a military fucking admiral, you know what I mean? And he said something that alluded to like vehicles that could fly from pole to pole with ease and great speed, and that World War III would come from the poles. Whatever the fuck that means, you know what I mean? That's kind of a mysterious statement. Admiral Byrd said that. And that's what leads to some of that too, is like alluding to the fact that there were some type of vehicle. And he has claims, like there's interviews with him where he says he flew over this fucking hole and he saw this shit. There's some controversy behind his story, but he goes on, like, there's an actual interview I think you can watch of him talking about witnessing like an opening or something, and flying over it and a bunch of crazy shit.
Yeah, but who's exactly there? Like, that's the thing. Like,
so yeah, the thought is,
we're not allowed to explore. You know what I mean? There's shit there that nobody can explore. You know, there's people exploring, there's people drilling. Yeah, so that's,
they say it's
only
like,
on this little piece.
Right. Basically like kind of clouded in this like sanctuary of like eco protection of the emperor penguins and like no whaling. And it's an environmental sanction that's been put on it for the next 35 years.
Military.
Yeah. And then there's no fishing allowed there for the next 35 years.
I mean, here's the truth.
Which could be cool. That might be why, you know,
here's the truth of what has to be happening in Antarctica. I mean, if you take something that's 1.5 times the land mass of the United States, and for basically the bulk of humanity where we could explore it,
right,
where we have airplanes that can actually land in the middle of that inhospitable shit, which until fairly recently only the UK, Russia, and the US had planes that could actually fly in those cold conditions, land, take back off again.
Yeah, so they didn't invent new types of oil because of viscosity. It was so cold. Yeah. They had to make special oil and then heat that shit and inject it into the plane right before takeoff.
So you had some pretty high-tech fucking shit to get down there, and you still do. An average plane isn't going to make it. Right. Only a handful of planes on the Earth that are very expensive can get there. So you've had, a couple of thousand people land on that landmass ever in the history of humanity?
No, there's a population of like 4,000 year-round scientists and shit. Yeah, it's actually...
like I said, though, they're on a piece. They're not able to explore Antarctica.
Take 4,000 people, land 1,000 of them in New York, 1,000 of them in San Francisco, 1,000 of them in Los Angeles, and ask them what's happening in fucking Missouri.
Yeah.
Like, give me a... Like, no one knows. Like, it's this and giant, it's not like, unexplored place.
The other thing, too, it's not like you're just going to jump in your car in Dallas and drive to Missouri.
No, nope.
It's especially not those conditions.
Yeah. No, you're in tundra weather. That's, you know what
some
I mean?
Fucking, like, that's some McCready. There's a fucking frozen beast in the ice.
And so that leads to, and this is the thing, is like, for whatever reason, there was all that activity of like Germans trying to go there and us trying to go there and military exercises.
This is like harder to get to than the moon.
But then all of a sudden we call it all off and then signed a treaty and everybody decided to just be buddies.
Right.
And we all
that's bizarre.
That part makes it a little weird.
That's the whole thing. I just said the moon. That's fucking similar. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, America made it to the moon. Cool. No.
Right.
Nobody else can go to the moon.
Well, that's what's bizarre, though, is it's like, so after World War II, everyone just decided, like, when everybody hated each other, everybody was like, no, we're all cool. We don't need to go down there. So we'll all agree.
That's where
when
the fuck has
ever happened in human history?
The whole New World Order comes into play, and people start to say, oh, well, this is where the New World government's going to start. You know, it's as big as the United States. There's no weapons there. There's no guns there. There's no wars there. Everyone's working together for the progress.
Why go in a negative 135 degrees? degree weather when you can go somewhere warm.
Because maybe they know something we don't. You know what I mean? For one,
oh, maybe they're in one of the oases.
It doesn't take much to keep people away, for one. It's like you can't come here if you fucking want to. If they can figure out how to make it hospitable, they can be there. They can. You don't even have to freeze fucking food. You just put it on the shelf. You know what I mean? You could build warehouses and just set food on the fucking shelf, and it's like it's negative degrees. Your food stores are going to stay forever.
Well, can't the Illuminati teleport to Mars? Like, do they really need to go to Antarctica?
They only do that with little kids.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's right.
Jeez, Dave, come on.
Lizards are warm-blooded, though, right?
Yeah, but there's all the warm-blooded.
No, they're cold-blooded, right?
Yeah,
well, but they need heat,
though. There's all the warm-blooded.
So that doesn't make any sense.
It's Lemurians who are in Antarctica, by the way, according to all the...
Lemurians.
It's a particular type of alien. The Lemurians are in Antarctica.
So, I don't know where you're at on that.
The Swedes aren't there?
They in recent events, there are some weird stuff that happened. Did you see about the Pope and the Russian Orthodox fucking minister or something? So that's a lot of people are talking about this right now, is that in 1,000 years, the Pope and the Russian, I can't remember his position, is the Russian Orthodox something. It's basically their Pope.
Right.
They met in Cuba for the first time in 1,000 years and discussed something. And then the Russian guy left and went to Antarctica, the leader of their entire like religious whatever, and like blessed a bunch of fucking shit and started going off about speeches about this is a perfect example of how the world can be moving into the future, because it's one nation, all the United Nations working together, and there's no war and no weapons and peace. And it got real fucking weird.
In Antarctica.
After he met the Pope four days earlier.
Nothing can fucking happen there. Like, you can't do anything there.
Dream of a perfect future where no one can have a family or raise children.
Yeah.
Like, Maybe they're talking about just doing it all subterranean. I don't know. What technology, who knows? They're going to have fucking Elon Musk tunnels shooting all over the place and fucking Oasis hot water pools.
Maybe they know that in fucking...
Or yeah, maybe they know global warming's about
to fucking
happen.
They know in 25 years and everybody else is going to be fucked, and that's where you go hang out.
They know the ice is going to melt. You guys are going to fucking flood and no one can make it over here. And they'll be ready to go.
I don't know. I just know we'll have beachfront property right here.
Yep.
Our house is going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
Except for everybody's going to fucking run in and it'll be...
No, we'll shoot them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Even recently, like John Kerry, when he was still Secretary of State, he went down there like in 2017, like 2016, 2017.
I watched the press conference discussing with his representative. Did you watch any of that?
No.
I was like, God damn, these motherfuckers. So like, I was like, no wonder we have no money. Like, he has a representative and there's a whole fucking press crew that talks to his representative about what he's doing daily, what his agenda is, where they're stopping for fucking lunch. Like, there's a whole fucking room just about what John Kerry's doing. And so
who gives a fuck?
The reporters were drilling this fucking dude about why is he going to Antarctica? And he was like, it's about, you know, environmental talks for global warming and climate change. And like, well, how long is he going to be there? How much does this cost for him to fly there? I heard rumors that it was, he's marking this off his bucket list. He's just going. It's like, the elections are still current right now. Why is he leaving on election day? Like, all this. So there was some weirdness, like, why is he doing this? And the poor fucking guy was battling those reporters off, but it was just crazy how much scrutiny it was around someone trying to do something where I was like, damn, can they get away with everything? Like, they're always doing
pretty much shady house cards. Yeah.
But those reporters were just like fucking on them. So they have to really be
secretive. Doesn't matter. They can really just, why not just say, hey, go away. I don't have to answer anything you fucking ask me.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. That's why I don't get the whole, like, the, you know, I was watching some of the Antarctica videos about, you know, the secrets of Antarctica and this and that. And they're talking about, well, what's underneath the ice and the crust and all this shit. And they're like, and then it gets into the fucking flat earth shit, you know? And I'm like, well, this is the biggest secret in history. And I'm like, what the fuck does it matter? Like,
well,
there is no answer to that.
What could happen? And I know, like, as soon as you look up Antarctica, you're going to see like pyramids. I don't know if you looked at that at all.
There's pyramids. There's fucking all kinds of weird shit.
But Snopes shows that it's this mountain range. But they did show, like, these are the pyramids in Mexico City of Teotihuacan, like before it was excavated and pulled. It just looked like a dirt fucking hill. And then it's the most space age looking fucking crazy pyramids you've ever seen after they clear the fucking dirt off. And then you're like looking at those mountains. You're like, damn, those are kind of arranged like the pyramids in Giza. And they do look very odd. They don't really look like mountains. Maybe there's a WikiLeaks thing where Julian Assange, like WikiLeaks, released 24 pictures from Antarctica of like fucking paratroopers jumping out and landing by those fucking mountains that look like pyramids. And it's kind of weird, creepy. There's some video footage and there's a bunch of still shots of it. And you're like, why would WikiLeaks release that? What the fuck does it have to do with it? But it's soldiers jumping out of these giant fucking planes next to those mountains that are allegedly fucking pyramids.
I think the fucking dating's off. I think there probably is pyramids there.
Well, there's pyramids on every other landmass in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
So
though.
it would make sense.
Probably pyramids there. At one point, there was no snow there. There was no ice there.
Well, they know there were dinosaurs. They found bones there. Yeah. So there's a whole documentary about dinosaurs there. So we know that there was vegetation. So it might be really important because we've had this huge lapse in technology. Yeah. Where like, how the fuck did we go from cavemen to like making the pyramids with copper tools or something?
Yeah.
And that could be why. Where Atlantis
fucking froze.
It's under miles of fucking ice, right? That shit could thaw out and it could be.
Well, what was it?
New York City and flying cars.
What was it?
There's all sitting there with packs of hot dogs.
There's
still thawing.
So much ice, and it's so thick and dense that it compresses the Earth's surface like
a half a mile down.
Half a mile.
Yeah,
it like pushes the fucking continent down a half a mile under the ocean because the ice is that fucking heavy.
Yeah,
right.
But it's literally, it could be preserving craziness. If that all of a sudden melted in a short period, it could be fucking Volkswagens under there. Like who knows
there'd
what's
be
under there?
Death for sure.
Oh, it fuck
us lots
up.
And lots of it. Yeah.
But yeah, the last man staying on the top of the mountain that didn't flood would fucking look across and be like, oh my fucking
look
God.
Look at what's there.
A Statue of Liberty that looks just a little different is in the middle of that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, who knows?
And then, so there was a book.
Planet of the Apes. That's what it makes me think of.
A guy named Nigel Watson wrote a book called UFOs, The Nazi Connection. And he pushes the idea of the flying saucer bases there back to 1962. And he says that there was a guy named Albert Bender, who was in charge of the IFSB, which was the International Flying Saucer Bureau, which sounds really lame.
They're legit.
But
they are fucking legit.
Yeah, this guy's extra legit. But
they meet at a pub, I'm pretty sure.
He said that he was taken to a base in Antarctica. In the 60s.
No, knock the pub meeting. They fucking.
It's true.
That's where the Oak Island guys go.
No, they got the.
That's legit.
Tea party, too.
They found a coin.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So he said, quote, at the base, I saw beautiful female aliens and aliens in the form of men. The purpose of the base was to extract chemicals from seawater to send back to their home planet. He said that if they attacked him, if they attacked them, these were Lemurians, these aliens. If they got attacked, they had the ability to detonate all or any of our atomic weapons at once.
Stop.
He says that he claims that the idea of Nazi bases being there are actually a smear campaign designed to throw conspiracy theorists off of the truth, which is the Lemurians. So he argues, no, there have never been Nazis in the North
Pole. It's always been Lemurians.
The Nazi is a cover story to what's really happening, which is beautiful Lemurian women who kidnapped him and took him down there for a hot.
Why do they got to be? See, why
hot
do they got to be
geothermal weekend?
Men and women aliens. Like it doesn't make any sense to me. Like that's already what we know. Why would aliens be men and women?
I think all aliens have a cloaca.
I think that, well, you know, a huge percent of species on our planet, that's how they procreate.
That's the problem. Aliens are not from our planet, sir.
Well, I agree with you. It could have the possibility of being something different, but it's entirely likely that it developed in a similar fashion. If it's similar circumstances, if it's water, you know what I mean? A water planet of some sort.
But
it's gonna
what
be
are the
similar.
Odds that they're beautiful women?
And by how do you standards? Yeah. I don't know. You watch Star Trek?
Maybe he liked ugly ass women though.
Yeah, maybe.
Like fucking big.
He liked women that look like crustaceans.
The question is, would you fuck Halle Berry if she was blue? Yes, man.
But would you fuck Halle Berry if she had an exoskeleton?
Mm-mm.
She I don't know if you could tell it was her.
She looked like a fucking ant.
Yeah. Does her cloaca open?
Yes, it does.
Can
I look at a picture of Halle Berry?
Ants at a picnic, Brent.
And I know that inside there, that's like the thing, like you fucked a chick when she weighed 300 pounds and now she's hot. She lost all this weight and she's super hot now. But you fucked her when she was 300 pounds. When you fucked exoskeleton Halle Berry. You know, and then she takes she sheds her exoskeleton on her 6 month shedding
right. You know,
cycle.
You skip that part, then yeah. You just tell people, yeah, I hit that.
Yeah, I did. She looked more like a crustacean.
You just skip that.
And had whiskers when I fucked her, but
it matters what's on the inside.
Yeah.
Guys. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
How shallow of you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah. You guys, I'm the one that just said that.
No, I'm talking about the people that were judging me for fucking exoskeleton Halle Berry when she had whiskers and looked like a prawn.
Get here. Like a prawn. Did you devein her first?
Yeah.
He fucked me up with the defaming.
Put her cocktail sauce.
Jumbo berry. That's what you call her. Cocktail sauce on her face.
There's probably some weird shit you'd still be okay with.
Yeah.
If there was just still some, I bet there's weird things that we don't even know we would find attractive because they don't exist. You know what I mean? Like you could see some alien that was strange and you're like, why is that turning me on? Because what really turns us on? Like lumps of fat, if we're being honest. We're like,
sure.
A fat like ass.
What is it? What's her name? Leilani from Die Antwoord? Like she's like fucking.
No, her name is.
It's Leilani.
No, it's not. It's fucking something like that. It's not that.
Come on, you New Zealand bastards.
I knew it until you said that. You'll find it. But no, you know what I mean? Like, look what's attractive to us. The fact that, really, like, your butt's fat and then you have fat hanging off the front of you or whatever. Like, that's weird, you know? Yeah. Or long hair.
Yolandi.
Yolandi. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They're going to be like giant, weird, blubbery.
Yeah, maybe just the important parts
that
are there.
You look at and you're like, ooh, that was hot.
Yeah.
I guess everybody has a type.
It just looks like the most perfect ass bent over. That's the whole thing, though. You're like, God damn. Like when you're at the swap meet and then the mannequin pants, you're like, there's no upper body on there, but that's a pretty nice mannequin ass.
Yeah. Look at the thigh gap.
Yeah. Look at the gap. But there's no upper half, but it doesn't seem like a chopped in half woman.
Right.
I'm just admiring the fact that the lower half of the mannequin would be hot if the rest of it existed. So if there was an alien that was just a perfect ass.
Right. And it's actually its think hole.
Yeah.
Like you're not, you shouldn't put your penis in its think hole.
And you guys telepathically were on the same wave. Like that, it was into the same fucking shit you were into. And like it could feel you. You're like, damn, you get me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like talking to you.
I don't know.
It like mint chip ice cream, same kind of mac and cheese, Dunkin' Donuts medium roast, mini blinds dropped out of nowhere. Yeah,
I'm not on board.
Isaac Hayes started playing.
Nope.
Slime Trail, ready to go.
Got me with Isaac Hayes.
That's too much.
So here, my proposal is at this point that we suspend Hollow Earth and we just do Hollow Earth on our next episode.
It's a hot ass snail. I'm good. There's enough.
Yeah, I think there's enough. I think we got a lot more out of the Nazis than we thought we would. Right. Nazis are always good for that.
I did not see that coming.
Oh no. Oh boy.
Damn you guys. Whatever. Is it sponsor time?
Yes.
Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. You can log on to elyucateco.com and you can buy their hot sauce. You can buy boxes of their hot sauce. You can buy gallons of their hot sauce on them internet. If you're not like Brad, you can get on Amazon and get a whole gallon. And I think you can even get a pump for it. You can pump that shit out on your popcorn and sneak it into the movies. They have little packs. I got a bunch of little packs. I've been mailing people little packs of El Yucateco. Like when they get just some stickers or some shit, because it's too expensive to try to mail a whole bottle for them to try it. It's like the first one's free. It's a little, just a little taste.
Yeah.
It's a little crack bag full of Yucateco. So I send it to them, get them started.
Yucateco crack babies.
Yeah. Don't snort that shit though. Taste it. But yeah, use code SOFAKING to save some money. If you see it at the store and you haven't tried it, go buy it. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. You can go to printdirtcheap.com to order stickers. If you have a podcast or some shit, you drive a car. If you're Brent Johnson, number 82, and you need to fucking deck out your car, you get some decals for it.
Dick out your car.
Dick out your car. Dick the hulls. And use code SOFAKING to save some money when you're dicking out your car. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics. He does our silkscreen for our t-shirts and whatnot that are available on our web seat. That's a sexual device made in Japan. It's not available here yet. But basically you sit on it and your partner sits on theirs.
Yeah, the web seat.
There's an app and you can control stuff. I won't get into detail, but it's called the web seat. We'll have it soon. It's going to be your new favorite thing. But on their website, you can use code SOFAKING to save some money. No, you can't because that was DeLeon Graphics. I don't know what I said. I'm lost. I don't know where I'm at. Thanks, Digital Creations. Do it for Grandma. Thank you to Dan Camarillo. Did I miss something? Armhunter.com and Patreon.com/SofaKingPodcast. These are just words now at this point, and at SofaKing Podcast on social media across the board. Please follow us, and thanks for staying with us. I'm sick and I'm sleepy, and I want to go home. Brad's not going to do the questions episode. Just so you know, yesterday he won't do it.
Yeah, he didn't do it yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't do it yesterday. So.
Which was 5 days ago, which is right in an hour.
I'm so confused right now.
Yeah.
Don't be retarded.
Ready? I just made a play on your bitch. She in love with my watch. Yeah, yeah, ooh. Yeah. I ain't finna school from the school of hard knocks. Make more money than the teachers too. Woo. Yeah. Got some cousins I ain't seen in a while. When they ask me how I'm doing, I just tell them cool. Straight. Taylor gang and I put that on everything. If you get the trippin', I'ma fuckin' fool. Yeah, I'm way up, way up, way up. Tell them pussy niggas I ain't trippin' cause I'm way up. Ballin' on you niggas, this a motherfuckin' layup. I remember all the nights that a nigga had to stay up. If you a nigga, gotta make sure you pay up. Handle all my business, then I go and roll a J up. Shoot us on goal, don't you never try to play up. Tell your baby daddy at school that he hate us cause we gettin' rich. We gettin' rich, we got money forever. Not just right now, boy, I want this forever. Cooking up O's and it's taking forever. She got it once, now she want it forever. Got the iPhone jumping, I ain't missing no calls. I'ma answer every one of them. My homie said he wanna have a one. Called him to the crib and I'ma cook it right in front of him. Your baby daddy, he a fuck up. He be fucking up the pack every time I be frontin' him. I hit the block, throw the testers in the air. Hit the ground, fiends pick up every one of them. Put that on me, I be running up numbers. Fucking up checks, about to fuck up the summer. Fucking your bitch, but you swear that you love her. You can't fool me, boy, I smell undercover. Champagne coming by the caseload. Hit your baby mama with a face load. She my senorita, bring me pesos. Chicken with the cheese, I need queso. We getting rich, we got money forever. Not just right now, boy, I want this forever. Cooking up O's and it's taking forever. She got it once, now she want it forever.
For the cocaine, it came back face. You sounded like this shit is the wheel or something, like it's gonna change the world.